Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour. Cheney setting the precedent again, declaring himself even above his own laws, supreme ruler. We also have very serious economic news. The government's also preparing for public martial law, the regular army to run your major police departments in cities. God help us. Let's go to your phone calls. Thanks for holding. Steve in California. We'll go to everybody else, too. Steve, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, just some good news. I just want to do a little bit of a plug for Ron Paul. We've got a few Silicon Valley programmers got together, and you know how you've been talking about putting together social networking sites with all the bells and whistles? Well, we've got MySpace Online for Ron Paul. So go to ronpaulonline.com, and it's got everything you want without all the corporate censorship.
Okay, what else is going on?
Not a lot, man. We just spent a lot of time putting that site together. We just launched it late last week. I think it's got everything everyone needs for organizing across the country.
Is it an official Ron Paul? Is it involved with the campaign? Did you donate it to the campaign, or are you running it?
We just did it. We just decided to do it. We're not linked to the campaign. We knew what he needed from previous campaigns because we're a bunch of programmers, and we just decided to do it, put it out there.
Good, good. Send me the link. I appreciate your call, Steve. Jay in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
We're doing a worldwide transmission, sir.
All right, cool. I was looking at a website called I Am the Witness, and it's all about.
I appreciate your call, and they've got a campaign to call in here with a bunch of baloney. Just grow up, man. Let's go ahead and see if this is another one. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to share this experience I had. I went into Long's Drugs to. I bought a bottle of wine, and I held my driver's license up to the guy at the counter.
He said no and grabbed it and swiped it.
He grabbed it and swiped it the first time that happened to me, and I was appalled. I felt violated.
Now, they had public federal meetings with the big hundreds of top CEOs, and they've just told them, you will all start swiping even old ladies' cards. It's getting you ready for the national sales tax.
Right, right. I just wanted to share that with the listeners.
So what did you say? Tell folks what happened.
That's exactly what happened. I held my driver's license up, and he snatched it out of my hand against my will and ran it through the reader. And I stood there in shock. I asked him, did he have to do that? And he said, yes. I said, is that information stored? He said he didn't know. I got home.
Of course, he doesn't know a law. There is no law.
Right. I got
and so what you
call.
Do is you say, give me that back. I'm not buying that here. And you go to the mom and pop that isn't part of the big chain where there is no law, sir. There is no law. You call the manager of that place and you say, listen, Walgreens was doing that. It's right down the street from my house, so I go there. And I think Walgreens is a nice store, you know, for instead of having to go to the grocery store to buy toiletries or medicine or whatever, I go there because it's quicker. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the day, I have bought tobacco products and I look like I'm 45. I'm only 33. And I'd literally be buying cigars or something, and they'd say, I want to see your driver's license. They'd try to swipe it, and I'd say, nope. This first happened about 5 years ago. I would learn that they were, you know, I'd hand them the license, they'd try to swipe it, and I'd say, no. But see, I didn't learn until about a year after that, about 4 years ago, from a fella who listens every day, by the way. I want to say hi to him. He was an old vet, good guy. He managed a Diamond Shamrock, now Valero, and I was saw him card and swipe like a 60-70-year-old woman, and for buying a six pack of beer, and she was also buying some Virginia Slims. And I said, why did you just card him? I mean, card her. And he said, well, wait till everybody gets out of here. And he goes, now those cameras are corporate, but I don't care. I'm quitting soon. He said, come around here. And he goes, let me see your license. I'm not going to show you what hers. And he swiped mine. And there was my date of birth, whether I had any convictions. And he goes, I don't know where this goes or what they're doing, but it came down from the corporate office. Stay there, sir. We'll talk to you more, Tom, on the other side. Look, it's all a grid, folks. Pentagon designed. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even ABC News calls it a Cheney power grab. Open announcement that he is above all law, even executive orders. And they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. It's just a public announcement, a reaffirmation of what's in the Gonzales memo saying the president is supreme dictator. We'll also get into the economy. That's all coming up. But right now, we're talking to Tom in California. Tom, finish up. So you go in to buy a bottle of wine at a major chain, and they say, let me see your license, and then they swipe it, and the guy just says, I have to, but I don't know where it goes. What did you say to him?
I just walked out, and I got home, and I called the manager. I called the manager of two different stores, actually, Long's Drugs, and the one guy asked him, you know, is that if my information was stored, and he said, no, not at the local level, and I asked him what he meant by that, and he said, well, you mean is Big Brother watching or New World Order? I kid you not, that's what he said to me, and I said, yeah, exactly, that's exactly what I'm talking about, and he said he didn't know. He says, we don't store it here at the store, but as far as the feds, I don't know, is what he told me. So, you know, is that information stored now?
Every prescription you get is immediately uploaded to the federal government, if it's a prescription, whether it's a diaphragm or prescription Motrin or acne cream, it doesn't matter. And I remember when they passed it in 2002, they called it a patient's privacy bill. And it further federalized the doctors and then made everything be uploaded to the feds. I mean, folks, it's just such a joke. So, but it sounds to me like the manager, though, at least knows what's going on, or is at least upset. I mean, did he say Big Brother sarcastically, or did he say it like?
No, he knew where I was coming from, and that's he was a young kid, and it sounded like he knew what was up. You know, the way he said that to me, he knew exactly where I was coming from.
Well, see, that's how this is going to work. I mean, again, the general staff, if they try to go ahead with the New World Order, there are still good people left in government. And know this, even if they go ahead with martial law, we're going to win. We have to first realize we can win, we can beat these people. And I just want to tell police and military and all of you, you see how you're being replaced with foreigners right now. I mean, this is so deep and dark. This is so bad. This is so all-encompassing. I don't even have words anymore to even describe to you how serious it is, folks. What do you think about Cheney announcing he's above even executive orders and his own laws?
Oh, it's frightening. You know, I personally can feel what's coming. You know, I mean, with the concentration camps all over the nation just sitting there empty, you know, and the steps that they're taking to move on to, you know, this is what we had to look forward to. The public will be enslaved. You think you're enslaved now? Just wait.
And there are billboards and TV ads and print ads and radio.
Yeah.
From California. Let me just finish. From California to Austin, Texas to New York. We need more cops. More cops. 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 They're just everywhere now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You mentioned the billboard. We have an AT&T billboard here. It says, "Your world delivered." That's their motto. Your world delivered. You know? It's... Somebody put a sign up there that said, "To the feds." You know? Yeah.
But see, AT&T goes, "Well, it's true, that whole floor was NSA, but we're sorry." Well, I mean, I told everybody, because it was in the telecommunications publications, it's not a secret. I don't know how long you've been listening, but how many years before that came out in the news, I tell you, whole floors at every major telecommunications hubs are run by the NSA. And they pay the phone companies to administer it. Everything goes through them.
Yep.
It's not a debate. Of course it's illegal. It's illegal to have troops sneaking around. They've been doing it for 20-plus years. I appreciate your call. Now they're just announcing it to you, folks, because they're beefing it up. All the rest of it was quiet beta testing. So every major... The good news is, though, I remember going to the Travis County SWAT team. I remember going to the Travis County Police Department. I remember going to the Travis County here in Austin, City Council, County Commissioners, and I said, "You will soon be visited by Delta Force. They will want you to merge with the emergency county system. This will be a federal..." They would laugh and joke, and then when it started happening, I'd walk in, they'd all look real scared at me, whispering to each other. Then I'd have members of the County Commissioners Court off record go, "Yeah, they all came and said everything you said they would. How did you know?" And I had the head of the SWAT team call me in his office and go, "Here's the Delta Force commander's card. How did you know all this, Alex? You know, I was a Marine Corps sniper, blah, blah, blah." And then Lieutenant Beck wouldn't go along with it. Boom, fired. Gone. They put people in there that will follow orders. See? But let me tell you, the respect level shot up real fast with that SWAT team. Because I went in there and I told them Delta Force is going to be here soon. So I knew they were going to every major county in the state. They'd already been to 15 or 20 or so. I wasn't sure. I knew it was more than 10. And it was all the big cities. And they hadn't been to Austin yet. And I looked at the demographics. And well, they'd been to Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, El Paso, Houston. And I mentioned Houston. And I said, I talked to police chiefs and I knew what they were doing. Folks, they'd walk into police departments with bags of hundreds of thousands. I mean, even give them to captains. We just want you to take $100,000. Please, just take the cash, sir. I mean, folks, when you've got special ops with literal black suitcases full of cash, treating us just like we were Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador, they're running the very same ops they used to buy off those military dictatorships. course, Ali Philippus, chief of police San Antonio, been the chief of police for like 8 years. He was in Army intelligence himself, patriotic Vietnam vet. He told him, get out of my office. This is bribery. Get out of here. Oh, you'll regret that, chief. And they got him out of office. Don't worry. That was in 1999. Yeah, there's a reason I'm upset. By the way, that's in Police State 2000. Was that 1998? Are you beginning to understand what they've been doing, how they've been plotting, the things they've been doing? They're all around us, folks. They're all over the place. And most of them are kind of like Christian cult member types. They're not real Christians. They got tats all over them. They're whatever. I'm not knocking tattoos. I'm talking that type of person. They like having the $300,000 expense car. They like taking their James Bond. They like driving Corvettes. And they got long hair and earrings. You know, it's all their disguise. There's different branches of special ops. That's their normal MO. And they all have them graduate with reading Machiavelli's The Prince, so End Justifies the Means. And they just go, well, you know, the Muslims are so deadly, we got to carry out terror attacks so we can fight the Muslims, get the people mobilized, and yeah, we got to pay off the police because they don't know what's really going on, and we got to do this Protect America. They've been given all these fake briefings and baloney. They've all been psychologically tested. It's all esprit de corps. These guys have been through the training. They've been told they're the best. They get to land on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier and order a captain around, and they're on power trips, and they'll do whatever they're told, folks. They'll do whatever they're told. Whatever they're told. And they will lead packs of paramilitary foreign troops into America, and they'll do whatever they're told. Now, the good news is that a bunch of Arabs, and I'm not being mean, but Arabs are not known for being able to shoot straight. They get very, it's well known. They get emotional. They just spray. That is not going to happen with the American people if you try it. And you know that, and we all know that. And you're going to be fighting real veterans and real people who really, really fought for this country or who believe they fought for this country, who now have repented of what they've done, who are 45, 50, 60 years old. And a lot of people out of your very same classes who were man enough to wake up to what they were part of and break their conditioning, because that's the ultimate peer pressure. They've done psychological tests. It's easier to run up a hill towards a machine gun nest than it is to say no to your peers and say no to criminal orders. Now, I will take no pleasure in the fact that you're going to be completely wiped out. I take no pleasure in the fact that you're going to be used as set pieces if this thing goes off to literally be chewed up like cordwood. That's part of the plan, fools. Everything this government does is to destroy the U.S. and our infrastructure. Everything they do is to destroy this country. So don't give me that baloney that you're doing all this for the end justifies the means for this republic. You're doing the opposite. When we get back, we'll talk to Robert, Carl, Tony, Scott, and others. Let's just get one in now. Robert in California, you're on the air.
Alex, I wanted to start by just saying you do an awesome job for all of us. I was just seeing them talk about the amnesty bill they're getting ready to pass, and now I just saw a story they're bringing up at the last week's G8 summit. The new energy reform bill says they want $6 a gallon by 2010, and this morning in the AP, they have a picture of George Bush and Laura at a holiday gala for Christmas at the Ford Theater, a whole huge fake pre-taped holiday special for Christmas. Last night, and I'm like, oh my God, these guys are like Napoleon and Josephine.
Well, they are, and then the Queen of England doesn't really go to Africa. She has sound stages. They fly in Africans, or she goes to Africa and does it on a sound stage and meeting with the villagers.
I mean,
look, it's all
just
staged. Sorry, go ahead.
We're totally falling apart as a country. They're posing for fake holiday specials. If that doesn't say the condition of our country, it breaks my heart. Thanks, Alex.
Stay there. You don't want to add more? He's gone. You know, he made a point, made me think. That's why I always want to jump in, because then it makes me think about a point. Oh, it's just unbelievable. We'll come back. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades.
Go read the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and compare it to what we become. It's amazing. Let's go back to your calls. Carl, where are you calling us from today?
From Montreal. I'm an American being detained here by immigration in Canada.
That's right. I think you called last week, and I said send me some info on it.
Well, I can't. I don't have access to the Internet. I can get people to bring me stuff off the Internet.
Okay, well, tell us what's going on with you.
Well, I've been researching this New World Order. I've been going out and exposing it, going out to public places like shopping malls, grocery stores, handing out literature and trying to inform the public.
And you're a U.S. citizen and they're holding you?
Yes.
Okay, explain to me how that's happening.
Well, they say because of a criminal charge I had in the United States, I bought a stolen laptop I did not know was stolen, and another charge, and they're using that to say I'm inadmissible to Canada. And I had a charge before they're not using against me was harassing telephone calls.
Okay, so they haven't sent you back to the U.S. yet?
No, they're trying to, but I don't want to go back to the United States.
I hear you, sir. A lot of people are trying to get to Canada and don't want to come back to the U.S. What else is on your mind?
That's not the reason why I'm calling.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I believe, you know, that we're living in the end times, too. I don't know what your view is on that.
Well, I know that that's a big cop-out for everybody, and for 30 years, they've been saying the end of the world's next week. It's 1987. It's 1994. It's going to happen next week.
I agree with you.
And then that's the big cop-out for Christians to never do anything and just lay around.
See, I don't believe that way.
Never fighting evil. But I am a Christian, and I do believe there's a devil. And I do, but I do believe Nineveh was given a 100-year reprieve. And I just know I've got a duty to fight evil. And I'm going to stand up against it.
I believe the same thing. I believe in going out and exposing it. I don't believe in this form of Christianity, this pseudo-Christianity we have today, and this propaganda. I believe that the forces that want to keep us asleep, whether religious or political, that put out propaganda intentionally.
What else is on your mind, sir?
Well, I believe that the beast in Revelation are the United Nations and the United States. I don't know your view on that.
Hey, man, I just know I fought evil. Keeps it real simple.
Yeah.
Because most people I know just talk about and try to decipher stuff all day instead of ever doing anything. I just know I'm fighting the open borders, into the country immigration bill. I just know I'm fighting the North American Union. I just know I'm fighting CPS kidnapping children all around me. I know I'm fighting the destruction of the dollar. I just know I'm going to stand up against it.
I know it makes me sick. I'm trying to do something as well, trying to educate the people who are here being detained about the New World Order. And, you know, I'm trying to even do it while I'm...
So you're calling me from a customs immigration facility?
Yeah, it's in Laval, right outside of Montreal. It's right north of the island of Montreal.
Hey, are those Canadian guards incredibly hateful and mean?
Yeah, they work for their company, Garda. They're like Blackwater. And recently I read an article about them going over to Iraq, a private army, to do the fighting over there.
When are they going to deport you back to NORTHCOM?
I don't know.
You're in NORTHCOM now, but back to NORTHCOM Central.
I'm fighting. I'm trying to go to extradition to another country, somewhere, you know, I don't know where to go.
Let me just ask you, how did you get into the thing if you had a stolen laptop?
Well, it was a roommate of mine, and I bought it, and I had a charge in Florida for harassing phone calls, and I was picked up on a warrant for Florida, and they tried to extradite me back, and I had the laptop, and they checked the laptop and found out it was stolen.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. Man, I know they checked our laptops when we went into Canada, boy, and they said, we find anything, you're going to prison. I mean, they said as much as a Betty Page, folks, topless. I mean, just mainly, and thank God the work computers had nothing on them. Of course, one step in the future, they'll probably plant something, but they were just laughing and enjoying, because I'm sure, I guess up there, everybody would have porn on their computer. We didn't. But it was just a big enjoyment for them. Yeah, they'll find out how enjoyable it is when they live in total tyranny they've helped bring in. All the good things that you slack-jawed cops help destroy, just remember when it's all gone, you helped do it, peons. And I'm not saying all the police, but my God, folks. I mean, just 5 years ago, I'd go on the state capitol, and they were all friendly, and at least they'd talk to you. I went on the state capitol last week with a film crew. And I mean, there were these two state police guys looking at us like we literally were fire breathing the dragons. And I mean, and they were in kind of an assault stance, their arms out, their legs out, like I was a rhinoceros or something. I was like, hi, hey, the Capitol's all shut down, what's going on? I'm not saying nothing to you. And their eyes bugging out, and I was just like, okay, boys.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutri Medical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. Squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
That's right. If you give this New World Order a ride, you go along with them. You let this man in your car, folks. It's over. But why did so many women, when I studied criminology, by studying, and I probably read 30, 40 books on it, people can't believe they're going to be victims of crime. And they can't believe somebody in a sharp Brooks Brothers, you know, $800 suit at the time, back in the 80s, 70s, very expensive, you know, driving on a nice little yellow Volkswagen, very polite, hey, need a ride home? You know, the cute, young, 18, 20-year-old girls getting off work at the shopping mall. Put these handcuffs on, and I'm not going to kill you. Everything will go right. Just put these handcuffs on. We'll keep you safe from the terrorists. Just let Homeland Security run things. That's the handcuffs. Let us just put these handcuffs on. And then they would end up in a very bad place, folks. You need to go read what Ted Bundy would do to people. See, the smart psychopaths get to become vice presidents, and they get to become Führers, and they get to become leaders, Mao Zedongs. And that's who we're fighting, folks. You got to realize that, see, you're not an evil person. You're not a psychopathic killer. So you can't get your mind around who they are. You cannot understand the nature of evil. Because you still have a conscience. Doesn't mean you're not perfect. I mean, you know, doesn't mean that you're perfect. All right, I know we got Tony and Scott and many others holding. I'm going to take a few more calls here in a few minutes, and I'm going to get into the economy, more on this martial law news. I got a bunch of key stuff. I haven't even gotten to the stack yet today, but I will get to it. But Marty is somewhat of a poet. Marty is somewhat of a old-fashioned jokester. He loves limericks. And, you know, he's a World War II vet. He set up Calbin Pure Soap with his daddy when he got back from World War II in 1947 in Oakland, California. And you save 85% off. How do you do that? That's the calculation. And we've done it. That's a real number. You could save even more, but generally you'll save about 80, 85%. Because it's organic and there's no middleman. And they used to just sell to the finer hotels and to institutions, nursing homes, hospitals. I've seen his soap in hotels a few times. And then I got it, and it's just, it's all natural. You could leave it under your arms if you wanted to, and it wouldn't burn you like the detergents. My point is, you need Calvin Pure Soap, and it's a way to save money. With the price and inflation, everything going up, why pay more for toxic chemicals at the store when you can get triple concentrated bath soaps, laundry soaps, dish soaps? They've got everything you need, folks. And this is what we use in my household. It's what's in my office, Calbin Pure Soap. But today, Marty wants to do, I'm told, a rendition of Hamlet for you. I haven't heard this. Marty, how you doing today?
Oh, pleasure talking to you, Alex. Before I start on some culture, I've got to read you this email I just got. It said, "Hello, I have recently started using your products with a purchase of your sample kit and almond hand lotion. And I must tell you that I am amazed with all the with it all. After the first time I used your bar soap, I could actually feel my skin breathing for the first time in my life when I got out of the shower. Blackheads on my face are vanishing because of your bar soap. My scalp no longer itches because of your great shampoo. My dishes clean easier with less soaking with your dish soap. My clothes feel more crisp and fresh thanks to your laundry powder. My face no longer burns or peels from lotion. I am a much happier and cleaner person because of your products. They are honestly the best on the market, hands down. Thank you very much, your newest lifelong customer, Stefan."
Now let me go back here. Folks, it's simple. There are hundreds of chemicals per ingredient in all your shampoos. All of those particular, when you see the name perfume or fragrance, that could be hundreds of ingredients. It's admitted. I mean, they tell people that have children with asthma and stuff, get them off the chemical stuff. The big petrochemical companies own the big subsidiaries. It's their subsidiaries. Procter & Gamble and Lever and Colgate and the rest of it, they're just putting petrochemicals in you, folks. Of course that's why you're all dry and freaked out. Marty?
This is so wonderful to reflect what this comment Stefan made, to reflect that and multiply it by 1,000 families that are listeners of Alex Jones. We are so appreciative of that. It just makes our day and our week,
Marty,
and our month, and
Marty,
our year.
Marty, go ahead and get into your Hamlet, and then we'll tell folks about the soap.
I thought your show could use a little culture, so I want to offer a culture interlude. Up in the Colorado Mountains, mile high, above Denver, is a castle. Residing in the castle is His Majesty King Bates, his beautiful wife, Queen Bates, his lovely daughter, Princess Bates, and his teenage son, Master. The king makes a proclamation and says, "Today is Monday and it's laundry day." he calls his stepson, Hamlet, and says, go to the market and secure a box of laundry detergents. Now, Hamlet doesn't always listen to the king. He is still pissed off because the king killed his father to marry his gorgeous mother. This is a real soap opera. So Hamlet goes up to his room, gets up on his pedestal. All castles have pedestals, by the way, and shouts, Act 2, Scene 1. He's a fan of Shakespeare and also the Alex Jones Show. Act 2, Scene 1, he proclaims, to buy or not to buy? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the home to suffer the perfumes and dyes of outrageous chemicals or purchase pure soap against this sea of pollution and by this acquisition end them to wash, to bathe much more, and by this real soap product say we end the falsehoods and the thousand unnatural corruptions that detergent is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be secured. To buy pure soap, perchance to use? Aye, there's the suds. For in the pleasure of ownership, what dreams may come when we have cleansed our mortal home must give us pause. There's the respect that makes living of so long life enjoyable. For must we bear the unrelented distaste of enzymes, the antibacterials, the bathtub stench, the pangs of extreme costs, the sodium chlorides, the insolence of detergents and the deodorants that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might as quiet as make with an all-natural soap? Who would that bear this cost to grunt and sweat under a life of perfumes, but that the dread of this can change forever with the undiscovered wealth of the Calben Soap Company no consumer can be without? What puzzles the will is what makes us rather bear those expensive chemicals we buy. Alex must talk to all others that know not of him. Thus ignorance does make cowards of us all. And thus the Cal Ben Q of resolution is strengthened over with great soaps, design, and enterprises of great quality and truth. With this regard, their sales of current turn upward and gain the name of action. Buy soap now. Oh, fair. Oh, strong. Oh, Jones. Nymph and thy orisons. Be all my ads flow through thee.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Actually, Marty, we have an applause for you. Hear that? Oh, hold on. Oh, they want to applaud again. Here it is for you, Marty. Another applause. There we go. Marty, I don't think they're going to have Calben Pure Soap in the FEMA camp.
Pardon?
Oh, it's just, have you heard that Cheney has now announced himself above even executive orders and his own laws that he's been...
Oh, is this new? I haven't heard that.
Oh, yes, they're declaring themselves supreme ruler. Well, listen, Marty, let me give folks the number. Give folks the number so they can call and get a free catalog or get the tote bag or go all the way and get a year's supply of soap from you.
800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. We'll be happy to send you a free catalog, happy to introduce you to our pure soaps with our one-month tote bag, which is $16 plus postage to your home. You've got to use these. Got to try them. There's nothing like it anywhere.
CalbenPureSub.com or 5starsub.com. We have a banner up on Infowars.com on the left-hand side there. Again, 5starsub.com or give that number again, Marty.
800-340-7091 or 5star. soap.com.
Marty, I want to thank you for riding me into Hamlin. I never knew that would happen, and that was certainly a new frontier in radio. It sounded great, and you are certainly a character. Sometime I've got to meet you in person. If I'm ever up that way, I got to come visit the factory.
I look forward to it, Alex. Thank you for your sponsorship. Thank you for your endorsement, which we appreciate very much.
Hey, you got a great product, man. It sells itself. Marty, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Marty, what a character, folks. It doesn't get any... I mean, that is another one of those World War II vets. They're just precious people. And imagine, set that company up in 1947 with his papa. Now he runs it with his son and his son. Amazing. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's talk to Tony in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air, Tony.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
You were talking about the Real ID Act and everything. I've got a couple of friends. One of them is 22, one of them is 20. Neither one of them can get Social Security numbers. They were born in this country. I know that sounds crazy, but they were born. One was born in a TV, one was born in a school bus. They've never been to public school. They've never been immunized.
They're blessed. They're blessed.
Exactly.
Well, now, what they can do is they can go in and act like they don't speak English, but let me guess, are they one of them?
Blonde hair and blue-eyed.
Well, see, that's why they're not going to be able to. And again, I'm being serious, folks. It's all selectively enforced. They allow illegal aliens in this bill. It's already happening. First visit, they get a Social Security number, never have to come back again for 12 years. Now, that's in the bill. Now, a citizen or even Europeans who come over here and try to get citizenship, it's almost impossible. And again, this is all part of a larger globalist plan. And now what they could do is go in under fake names and get several Social Security cards, but because they're Anglo-Saxon, that is not going to be allowed. It's only allowed for third world populations, whether they be from Asia or Latin America. They're also not even as lenient with Africans coming here, though they're a little more lenient compared to Anglos. And it's you can try to figure it out for yourself while they're doing that.
Well, you know, their parents didn't want to put them in the system. You know, way back when.
Well, then they ought to be happy. Listen, they got a blessing in disguise.
But the children don't understand that. They're trying to get these Social Security numbers. And they've used lawyers. They've tried everything. And nobody can seem to figure this out. And what the excuse is that even though there were 30 people at both births, there were plenty of witnesses, the Social Security Administration will only accept one witness as a criteria for getting that Social Security number. You have to have baptismal certificates, shot immunization records, school records, something other that, you know, because back then we weren't given our Social Security numbers at birth. You know, we were...
No, I didn't know. I didn't get my Social Security number until I was about 15.
I was 16 when I got mine. I wanted to go get a real job, you know. And
yeah, that's what happened.
Didn't
yeah.
know at that point that I shouldn't do this thing. You know, I wish I didn't have a Social Security number.
Same here, because I had jobs before that where there was cash off the books, mowing yards, working for vets, stuff like that.
But all those jobs are being done by illegal immigrants at the moment. Jobs that they say we
see. This is all going to be selectively enforced. The illegals under the bill don't even really have to have this. They can still have jobs. It's really a national ID card for citizens. That's what the North American Union guest worker card is. It's a North American standardized ID. Watching Meet the Press this weekend was one of those Sunday shows. I didn't really pay attention. I saw like 5 minutes. But, they just don't even care. And they put the illegal aliens leaders up there on TV going, "We are hardworking. We love your country. We are good. Let us have it." And it's not about them. And they go, "It is not amnesty." Bull. I mean, they just lie, man. The media, the cult, the TV... I mean, it's unbelievable.
We've
read the subsections of the bill. Remember how they tried to keep it secret for a month, and finally we got copies of it, and it was worse than I'd even thought? We thought it was the old Kennedy bill. No, this was hundreds of times worse, folks. Hardcore aggravated felons legalized. Don't have to pay federal taxes. You get a pardon. Citizens never get federal tax pardons. Man, this is a incentive to not just flood the country, but literally capsize the nation with illegal aliens. It's incentives for them. They get higher tuition than U.S. citizens. It's in the bill. More tuition than native-born. In Texas, a Texas resident will get a higher tuition rate than an illegal alien. That is in the bill. In California, in Utah, it is an incentive. Go ahead.
Well, wasn't it Mitt Romney who refused to pardon the soldier who called him from Iraq saying, you know, look, I did some bad things as a youngster, and he wouldn't pardon him because as running for president, he doesn't want to say he's ever pardoned anyone.
Look, Americans have got the mark on us. We're known to be cowardly scum now. We're not what we used to be, but the New World Order remembers scores and hates who we were. So they can't kill our great-grandparents. They want to hurt us. And they're openly laughing. They go, look what we've turned them into. We're known for being there to be taken advantage of. We call our leaders officials and authorities instead of servants. We're here to have game run on us, as they say. That's who we are. We are seen as the most pathetic group on earth. The fattest, the dumbest, the stupidest, and also the most prideful. We've fallen a long way, folks. We'll be right back.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
They are trying to pass the immigration bill, the literal end of America bill. Absolute capitulation. North American Union, coup de grace, crushing blow directly to the... I mean, this is just off the charts. Now, if they pass it, we're not going to stop. We're going to fight it at the state levels. But again, they've already hit 800-plus cities as sanctuary cities. They've already had the feds dispensing cash to cities that, by fiat, legalize the illegals. They've already done everything they can to tear down the Border Patrol, But I watched some news last night. I was just watching some during the break. It doesn't matter if it's Fox, CNN, MSNBC. Here's how the Pentagon propagandists, and that's what it is, folks, and they all know it over there. This is how the Pentagon propagandists are hitting it. We've got to do something. It's too dangerous. Our borders aren't secure. Al-Qaeda can attack us. The cost of doing nothing is too high. We've got to secure our borders. Complete 110% lie. I mean, you know, it is the end of the border. It does not specify building any fence. It has some language about it, but we know they passed it 2 years ago and then Chertoff took the money. Besides, you won't need the fences because anyone who can get here or who is here is instantly legalized. But let me just go back. This is how the lie is working. And I know you know this, but you better get on the message boards. You better call your church, because the last month of them announcing it's dead over and over again has got most conservatives calling into shows now going, oh, it's dead. No, folks. When Bush smirks and says, I'll see you at the signing statement, just like he said, I'm going to win in 2004, he only says that when he's got the big boys behind him. It's probably going to pass, okay? Just get ready. Just get ready. But let me just go back over this briefly. This is how the lie works. We've got to do something. The cost of doing nothing is too high. The American people want us to do something to secure the borders, and Congress needs to work together now to do this. Now, again, it doesn't secure the borders. It's the opposite. The American people don't want them to, quote, do something, if that means making it even worse. It's like you go to the doctor and you say, he broke his finger, do something, doctor. And the doctor beats the child in the head with a ball-peen hammer. Or takes out a chainsaw and slices the mother in half. That is not doing something, fixing something. Okay, so it's just all lies. And by the way, they've already got, by fiat, they're legal. I mean, every time they're trying to pass the bill, they'll go arrest 150 over the weekend or 1,000. They could arrest 1,000 every day. Okay, 1,000 people every day. And that wouldn't even be 1 million people. There's over 3 million illegals a year pouring in, and over 1 million legal. What's 365 times 1,000? 365,000. They could arrest 1,000 a day, not 1,000 every few months for some photo op. And if one more person with a George W. Bush sticker on their car comes up to me and says Bush isn't anti-gun and he's pro-control border, I'll probably smack you. I've never keyed a car. I've never been a vandalous person. But I was going over to a local pizza shop last night to bring food back to the office staff, and there was this Mercedes sitting there, and it had a George Bush sticker, and I literally, folks, had to control myself. I almost keyed his car. I'm just being honest with you. I'm ashamed of that. But, I mean, you know, that's an expression of how I'm really getting tired of it, man. They're killing the country, and these yuppies drive around like it's funny. It is not funny. Do you understand? And, folks, I'm telling you, man, if I'm starting to have fantasies about vandalizing somebody's car, believe me, everybody else is mad, too. I mean, I literally had the key in my hand, folks. I started drifting over towards the guy's car. I didn't do it because I was worried about getting caught. I wouldn't have been. I just don't do bad things like that. But, I mean, I'm starting to have fantasies, folks. And, I mean, because, I mean, it's just the end of the country. And it's not funny.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.